some people, they think they're having a bad day. Like a lot of times, you know, I deal with anxiety and depression and a lot of that stuff. And anxiety is the worst. And so when I'm feeling anxious, when I do have to leave the house, when I go somewhere, I always try to like find someone who I know is having a hard time and like make them smile or something, because it's a crazy world we live in. And, you know, never ever judge someone by the way they look. Some of the people who you would just judge by looking at them, they have the biggest hearts. And a way that I actually cope with anxiety is like, I love to help people.
Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Jared Easley. I'm one of your hosts, but let's be real here. You're not here for me. You're here for my co-host, Miss Christine. Miss Christine, how are you?
I'm doing super well. How about you?
It's been a great week, or even if it hasn't, I'm going to say it has been on the podcast. And I'm excited about today's guest. And you know what? I'm going to let you do the introduction, Christine. This is kind of a first opportunity for you to do that. You haven't really done that before.
You're killing me, Smalls. I think you have me do it one other time. Okay, everybody. So today we have Krista Gable here with us. And Krista specializes in virtual real estate, is a former dominatrix, and considers herself a serial entrepreneur. She's also an affiliate with Wellbeing Coffee and a clubhouse enthusiast. Krista, thank you for being here with us today.
And thank you for having me.
Okay, so I have a question, Krista. Miss Christine tells me you're from the South. And so what do you know about the dirty? Whereabouts?
The dirty? Well, I was born in Anchorage, Alaska. That's a true story. But then,
that's
yes.
From the South.
That was just, you know, that's when I was a baby. And then, I grew up in the Carolinas, North Carolina.
Oh, nice.
Boone, but I also did live and I owned a nightclub in underground Atlanta.
Oh my goodness. Was this pre-Freak? Was this during Freaknik or after?
So, Freaknik, wow. I owned a nightclub in the underground Atlanta called the House Nightclub from 2006 to 2010.
Nice.
I think Freaknik was before that.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's still pretty cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's got some hot Atlanta going on.
Hot Atlanta.
Yeah.
Hot. I used to go to Atlanta all the time to get my hair did.
That was the only place she would get her hair did.
For real. Until I found the stylist over in Orlando, I would go to Atlanta seriously to get my hair done.
Well, I went and got my hair did today at the barber. We shaved my head down to like a one guard and then he put some really funky designs on the side. So I'll send you a picture, but yeah, I'm pretty much bald as you know, that.
Are you loving it? You feel free?
Oh, I love it. I mean, my hair's already been really short, but we went really close today. Like the sides are a one guard and I think the top is like a two guard. So, and then he cut all kind of designs in the sides. So I'm extra bougie for the coffee shoot tomorrow.
Rightfully so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And do you sometimes, you know, throw on a wig just for, you know, to keep it fresh, or is this,
no, not really.
Not your style. Okay.
I mean, yeah, I have wigs, but they annoy me.
So if you're not in Atlanta now, where are you at?
Well, I am in Durham, North Carolina.
Durham, right.
Yeah, I've moved around a good bit. I haven't been in Atlanta. I haven't lived in Atlanta since 2010.
Mm-hmm. That's been a while.
Yeah,
okay, so we have a question we kind of ask everybody. What's the best concert you've been to?
I have really bad social anxiety, so let me think. I think it was New Kids. I think it's been so long that it was New Kids on the Block.
Wow.
Oh, right. Jarrett was probably there, you know, in the front row.
Hey,
I don't like going to concerts.
Well, that's an interesting question that I have as a follow up, because I mean, you seem to be pretty confident and pretty out there and willing to try things. And so you don't really like concerts. Why is that?
Because it's too many people, like too close together. Mm. And I don't know. I
got to have your space.
Yeah, because when I was in Atlanta, like I owned a nightclub and I always had VIP everywhere so I could like control my space. And I'm a control freak, so I like to be in control of my surroundings. And at a concert, that's not possible.
Well, I'm sure you have a good VIP club story from Atlanta that you can name names and throw people under the bus.
Hold on. You said it has to be PG.
Oh boy!
Well, in the spirit of PG, I'm sure you could.
Oh God! Let's see.
She's like, how do I say this?
Yeah. Let's see.
Oh boy!
Using your best discretion. Yeah, please tell us.
in the club. Let's see. Well, yeah, that's not PG. Let's see. My thoughts.
I can't breathe.
Oh, yeah. Needless to say, it sounds like you've had some interesting experiences. I don't.
It sounds like a good time.
Yeah, PG is not.
Enough to send you to Durham. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I can't. I've actually been in and out of Raleigh since 2012, but I'm a Carolina girl.
Yeah, rightfully so. I love North Carolina. So.
Okay. Yeah, I went to high school in Charlotte. I graduated from Olympic High School. I'm a Trojan.
Okay. And, that kind of works out given some of your involvements now. So, why don't we go there? So, my understanding is you're a former, not current, former dominatrix. And so in the spirit of PG, can you tell us a little bit of what that was like and unpack that for us? And there might be some, believe it or not, that aren't even sure what that is. So
I wasn't a dominatrix. I was a professional dominatrix.
Yes.
Ooh. So yeah, I dabble. I do some virtual sessions with clients I've known for a very long time, because as a professional dominatrix, it's all about the power exchange, and it's all about getting, you know, someone that I'm almost kind of like one of those like alternative therapists. Like that's what my clients tell me. So I was big in for like a decade. I traveled all over. But a professional dominatrix is it's a clothed female, and then the male, they might not wear clothes. They might wear panties or a skirt or, you know, whatever I put them in. But, you know, a professional dominatrix is not, it's still considered like the adult category, but a professional dominatrix does not have like sexual relations with her client. It's a lot of people, it is literally 85% at least psychological. So a lot of, let's just, for example, let's say you have a CEO, a type A alpha male guy who he just wants to escape his reality. He is in charge all day. He tells everyone what to do, and he would like in private to be dominated. It's kind of like a cathartic release. If that makes any sense.
Okay. So I'm curious, does this mean I like to get spankings, or I like to have someone, I don't know, put their feet in my face? I don't know. I don't even know what you're allowed to say, if anything.
Yeah. Oh, I can say whatever you want. You guys are the one that threw the PG rule at me.
Oh God.
So it's different. So what I would do is, and I still do have my website up, but I mean, it's not PG. So, but I would require every client that I would consider even seeing, they had to fill out like a 2-page application. And in that application, I had to know a lot about them. And then on top of that, they would have to pay a deposit, and we would have to have like an interview. So I would, you know, understand, because I'm very intuitive, and I connect with people's energies. And so it's almost like it's a very different headspace. Like that's why I told Miss Christine that I'm as changing into doing more digital marketing and digital real estate. I don't, not only just from COVID, but 3 years ago, I decided I wanted to switch gears, and I'm always going to be a dominatrix, but like I didn't want to do the travel anymore. So being a dominatrix is all about a consensual power exchange, and there's not one client that's the same. There are clients that, and a lot of them don't realize, they're like, why do I like to be spanked? Well, you have to think back to your formative years. And in your formative years, you know, the whole thing they say about like what wires together, fires together. So a lot of times, like if you, like, let's say I do have a lot of like older men that were like, they had like corporal punishment, or, and sometimes, you know, like, we call them a masochist, but a masochist is someone who they like pain, but pain is their pleasure. So they actually get, and it doesn't always have to be sexual. It can also sometimes just be a mental, or like I said, a cathartic release, but being spanked or being put over the knee, it is something that typically always stems from the formative years of childhood. And another big one is the cross dressing and, you know, a very manly man in private being made to be as into like a sissy or a woman. There's the world of that is so broad. There's, like I said, there are people who have very specific, like I can give you an example. I have several clients, or I had several clients, that they wanted to be spanked, but their hard limit, which a hard limit means something that they absolutely do not want. Their hard limit could be like, they don't want to be tickled, or, but they want to be spanked. And so like, I get that. I understand the psychology behind every fetish there is. I'm also a very special weirdo.
Now, the dominating, how'd you get into that? Like, how long have you been doing that? You know, when did you get into
that? So, I made some bad decisions after, in my bad, you know,
that's
my
how good stories begin.
So I made a bad decision.
My bad decisions do make great stories, but they're not PG.
I love it.
However, yeah. So after, you know, I did everything from like own computer training schools to doing my own like lead generation. And then I own the nightclub. And again, I made some bad decisions and I'm very transparent about my bad decisions. So I'm more than happy to tell you what they are or were. So basically what it was is that I realized that I went from being a self-made millionaire to homeless because of bad decisions. And I turned to adult work and I quickly realized that I didn't have to do things like, I didn't even realize it, but it's like, I've been a dominant my whole life. So I didn't realize that you could monetize that. So I literally turned my pain into my power and everything that hurt me. I monetized that and I became a professional dominatrix and I kicked ass literally.
Okay. Do you have a safe word?
I mean, clients have a safe word. I just accepted your friend request on Facebook, Jared.
Jared.
So that's a safe word? Is
no, you know,
Facebook.
No, but you're funny.
Yeah, don't tickle me. Don't tickle me, Facebook.
I like to, yes, no, a safe word is a must. Like, If I have any client, like I don't do, so it's called safe, sane and consensual BDSM or, you know, like play, like if you're going to play, like I don't do anything. Like a lot of times if someone like bondage, then I'm going to do stuff where I can tie them down, chain them up, but I'm not going to suspend them in the air because to me, safe, sane and consensual is where like there's no chance I'm going to have to call the paramedics.
Right.
And
I like not calling the paramedics.
And, you know, and a lot of clients, it was more of like verbal humiliation. Do you guys know what splashing is?
No. and I'm afraid to Google it. Go ahead.
Yeah, don't Google anything she tells you. Please don't. Don't Google anything.
Splashing is a form of wet and messy fetishism, which is like where you want to be like fully immersed in like cake batter or any kind of goo. It's all about tactile pudding. I mean, you know, that was another one. it's a sensory thing. I mean, yeah. Slime was one of the biggest ones. Slime and, you know, it's splashing. Anyway, so yeah, it's kind of like, it was a lot of fun. Like for a long time, I really, really enjoyed it. And anytime you do something like this, you always have to consider like, you know, it's not about the money. I was very careful. Like I don't care if someone offered me a ton of money, if they would not screen, whereas if I could not get them to screen and verify who they were, I would not see under no circumstances.
Right.
Yeah.
Makes sense. I feel like Christine's like imagining this big vat of whiskey and like.
What? No, I'm not a big whiskey drinker.
Tequila?
You know, tequila is my thing.
But you know, I mean, I haven't been like super duper active for 3 years because I decided I wanted to start investing in domain names, which is digital real estate. So I always tell people I am a pro dom. And I like fetish clubs, but now I own the .com and both. And those are both super premium .com domains that are worth a lot of money.
That's actually an excellent transition because I'm curious about that. So how did you get into domains and how do you feel about being in my understanding is that's a male dominated field, right?
Well, absolutely. In fact, now that we're Facebook friends, if you Google my name, if you Google Krista Gable, you should see like I branded myself to Domain Dom. D-O-M-M-E, like I am dominating domains and my tagline is dominate your industry. So my logo and stuff is very, very cool. It's got kind of like the, instead of like a search thing, like a eyeglass for the internet, it's got like the masquerade thing. So I'm kind of being like, you know, blatant about, you know, yeah, I'm still a dominatrix, whatever, or at heart anyway. I'm very creative. I absolutely love and thinking of original ideas. And I just got into it and I absolutely loved it. And I also love the fact that, you know, like I was a nightclub owner. That's a male dominated industry. Mm-hmm. I love going after the male dominated industry. coffee is a male dominated industry. And my sister is kicking ass with coffee. She's been doing it since 2013. She sold the corporate side of Wellbeing for millions of dollars. And now she's launched this awesome new rebrand with Coffee with Personality. And, you know, I'm also part of that as well. So I'm just like all over the place and I love it.
So is this podcast. We are all over the place. I'm told you're related to Clark Gable. Can you tell us about that? Unpack that.
Okay. So, I mean, I don't know how I would prove it, but my dad, Tom Gable, his great, great grandfather had seven sons. And I believe William Clark Gable, I think it was in Ohio, I think that was Clark Gable's dad. So it's a distant cousin.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I have to imagine Clark would be proud of all your diverse
accomplishments.
Opportunities.
I mean, maybe, I guess.
I guess.
Well, maybe he wouldn't be. I don't know. Let's just say that he is.
Right.
In the spirit, again, of diverse, you also had a rap career. Let's not hold back. I want to hear all about it.
No, it was not a career. I must have said Bipolar Barbie. Did I?
You tell me about Bipolar okay. Barbie. So yes, she did.
It's Bipolar Barbie? That's
yeah. Yes.
If you Google Bipolar Barbie on YouTube, there's a bunch of stuff with Brandon. But yeah. If you see the Bipolar Barbie remix, I did make a song in 2009. I wrote it. I paid someone who can actually sing to sing the hook. And then I did the rap part. You know, it's like, I'm Bipolar Barbie, ice pick sold separately.
I love that.
I'm yes. sexy. I'm hot, but I'll beat you with a pot. Exotic, erotic. Ooh, that touches spot. Anyway, it's on YouTube. It's a really crappy video, but yeah, Bipolar Barbie. And it's, I don't know. See if you can find it on YouTube. I have really long hair back then. You probably won't even recognize me. And there's also some midgets in the video.
I need to be spanked in pudding after hearing that. That is.
Oh my God.
I have to send you an invoice.
Can you, can you freestyle, Krista?
It's not PG.
Oh man, that's too bad. Cause I was going to say one of my ambitions and, you know, hidden goals, you know, that Christine didn't know about is I would love to beatbox and let you kind of, you know, freestyle. But
I mean, the only thing I could think of is like, I mean, I have some stuff I've done in the past. Like I thought about like being like a hoe on disability. I was like, I'm going to buy some government cheese with my food stamps, take my ass to the motel. Cause I'm a tramp. I'm a hoe on disability. But see, like I can't like I think of it. I also
you were ahead of your time.
No, but I write these things down. I also, my boyfriend is a black guy. And so I always thought of that song, you know, my boyfriend's back, my boyfriend's back. And so I always do, my boyfriend's black and I'm going to be in trouble.
Oh my goodness.
My goodness.
I just, wow. Yeah, things like that, whatever. That's not cheap, but
we are not discouraging interracial relationships on this
okay.
show.
Right. I'm all about interracial. Yeah, my black man is hot.
Good for you.
And I got the Amber Rose haircut going on. So I also would have to say with all my years of dealing with men and their balls, like I had to tell people like you have to wash your balls before I'm going to beat them. So I did write a rap song about schmegma, but it's not PG.
Oh, man,
that's too bad. Yeah. Okay, so, now
floss your balls. Is a
no, no, it's oh smelly crack. Why does your ass reek of cheddar and jack? Anyway,
oh
okay,
my.
Now wow. getting back on topic. Okay,
yeah, Krista, y'all keep distracting me.
Okay, it's Jared. It's his fault. All right, now Krista, what has been your go-to, or what was your go-to during lockdown? Like any hobbies or things to pass time and keep you from getting stir crazy?
Yeah,
literally the fact that they told me not to leave my house was the best thing because it is way too people-y outside. I don't leave my house. I'm like ever since I used to be in the limelight and no. Today I left to go to the barber for him to like shave my head basically and put designs in my hair so everybody looked at me like I'm a weirdo. And I had to go to Walgreens and I almost had a panic attack. I love being inside. I don't like. I've changed. I used to be like out all the time. I love nothing more than to be told, stay at home, because that's what I do best.
Wow.
So at home, do you do any reading, playing any video games, doing any vlogging, anything like that?
So I haven't vlogged anybody in a while, but when I do, it's expensive.
Vlog me.
Where's your mind, Krista?
I have a really nice leather vlogger. Okay. Anyway, I'm obsessed with domains. I'm obsessed. For the last 3 years, I've done nothing but read about the future, and I own over 1,200 domain names.
Oh.
And I've paid $8, and for some I've paid almost $10,000 for.
Oh my goodness.
Per name.
Man.
So yeah, it's I've literally put, I would say, all that money I made as a dominatrix, I put into digital real estate, and that's my passion now.
Interesting.
But I'll still whip some butt. I mean, I'll still kick an ass or two for, you know, about $600.
A bargain after this interview.
Yeah. I prefer to virtually kick their ass, which normally is, you know, that's more like mental grit, you know.
We're gonna add a promo code when we push this out.
Oh boy. Yeah. use promo code Miss Christine and, yeah. Oh my. Let's talk about coffee. I need.
Yeah, let's do coffee.
I'm gonna move to coffee. Wellbeing coffee. Let's talk about that.
So yeah, the website is wellbeing.com. I actually acquired that domain on my sister's behalf because she actually owned well-bean.com, which is, you know, when you're going to be doing e-commerce, you want to own your exact match in .com.
Right.
So she now owns wellbeing.com, and it does redirect right now to well-bean. However, tomorrow we actually have a lifestyle photo shoot where we're going to be shooting with a bunch of different types of diverse models with the product. Some of the coffee bags, we call it coffee with personality. If you look up wellbeing.com, the bags, the packaging, it's all specialty coffee, the direct trade. So my sister owns the roastery. The farmers and everything that make the coffee are from Nicaragua. So it is a very high end coffee. It's amazing coffee. Different
they do
types
have
of
great coffee.
Yep. Yeah. And So Bougie Blend that's going to be, I think maybe I kind of inspired her to do Bougie Blend. So we've made the bag of Bougie Blend that's going to be what I wear tomorrow, like the sunglasses and the hat and all that. But there's also like her vision is because also coffee is a male dominated industry. And I would love for you guys to interview her because she also has she's more on the normal side, but, she is amazing. And,
she only charges $500.
Yeah, right.
No, she's a mompreneur.
Oh, cool.
She got a husband and two boys, and you know, she's brilliant. She's my youngest sister. I'm the oldest of five kids. So, but yeah, she's another brand. One of her other packaging is called Hot Mess. So if you look online, it's like the Hot Mess. It's got like a room messy, and it's almost like we're attracting you know, we salute the mompreneurs with your hot, messy buns and your yoga pants and, you know, the whole stay at home women in business. And you're also homeschooling your kids. So, yeah. So and then another one is Slay the Day. And we also have Positive Nancy and, well, of course, Bougie Blend is my favorite. For the semi weirdos who like the less caffeine, they have Better Half, which is almost like a couple, you know, whether it be husband and wife. Two women, you know, whatever. You and your partner, like, who's the better half? Which I think is going to be great for Valentine's Day. Her decaf, which I don't know why people even drink decaf, but she does have a decaf called Simmer Down. And she has another one called Scissor Kick. So, like, it's 9 different bags of beautifully packaged, amazing specialty coffee. And it's awesome. Like, I can't wait for some of the right people to just hear about this and promote it. And I think it's going to go huge.
That's is there awesome. Going to be any splashing of the coffee beans at the photo shoot tomorrow?
No.
That would be quite the photo shoot. Yeah.
No, right?
But I do have an idea that she actually laughed at, but I think she's going to let me do. We want to do like a digital rewards program. And I have the domain Bean Bucks, but it's spelled bean, BUX.com. So I've redirected that to her. And I want to do like a, you know, the thing, if you're happy and you know it, da da da. So I want to do, if you're happy and you know it, share your beans. And I want to like pour a bag of coffee beans over this guy's head. So that's maybe perfect. A yeah. Squashing-ish.
That sounds like a cool t-shirt too.
Yeah, it does. If you're happy and you know it, share your beans.
Yeah. I would bring it up.
Yeah.
Now, are you like a, are you just like a, an affiliate or a franchise owner? Like what's your role?
No. So, okay. So my sister owns the business. She is doing a lot of different things right now. What she has me doing is she has me helping her with influencer marketing and certain things like that. I in no way own the company or anything. I'm helping her. I've acquired some of the domain name for her. Mm-hmm. But I think long term, I'm going to be more into the like influencer side of things, where I find female influencers, get her on things like these types of podcasts, get her out there and things like that. So I don't have any ownership of the company. She's my sister, and I love what she does, and she likes my weird, crazy brain. So we kind of like are mixing the two together. But again, this is all her. This is all her. I'm just contributing what I can to help her, because I love her and we're close. And also because, you know, bougie blend. I mean, I am the bougie blend.
Yeah. And it sounds like you obviously love the coffee as well. So it's
amazing.
A good fit. Yeah.
Yeah. If you look, actually, since now that we're Facebook friends, Jared, mm-hmm. if you look on my Facebook page, someone, a friend of mine who owns the Domain Gang, he actually wrote an article today. The first thing on my page, it says, who loves great coffee? And he actually did an article about my sister. And also me helping her with the domains and all that stuff. So that's actually the first thing posted on my Facebook page.
Oh, cool.
The write up. So that's another, some of the other stuff I'm doing to help her get. But again, she's very well connected, and I would love for you guys to interview her another time.
We'd be honored.
Yeah, we're definitely going to try to connect.
Please connect us. Yeah.
What's the best way for our listeners to connect with you?
So, well, I'm Krista Renee Gable on Facebook, but again, it's not always PG. I mean, I'm transparent. Like I said, I don't hide anything. So they can Google me, Krista Gable, domain dom, domain, D-O-M-M-E. That's my handle on, you know, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I have a lot of the domains that I own, I actually make Facebook pages for. Like, you know, so I'm Krista Gable.
You are Krista Gable. And we appreciate your time. As we close out here, we always like to close out with final thoughts. Is there anything that just on your heart and you just want to get it out there? And maybe it's a word of encouragement. Maybe it isn't.
Well, as I was driving today, and, you know, everyone's having a hard time right now. But like some people, they always, you know, they think they're having a bad day. Like a lot of times, you know, I deal with anxiety and depression and a lot of that stuff. And anxiety is the worst. And so when I'm feeling anxious, when I do have to leave the house, when I go somewhere, I always try to like find someone who I know is having a hard time and like make them smile or something, because it's a crazy world we live in. And, you know, never ever judge someone by the way they look. Like some of the people who you would just judge by looking at them, they have the biggest hearts. And a way that I actually cope with anxiety is like, I love to help people. And so like right now, like I'm having a blast in Clubhouse by just helping people who don't know about domain names. I'm helping people name their business. And, you know, I don't want any money for it. I'm just like, I love the feeling of helping someone else. Mm-hmm. So like today, for example, I went to Walgreens and there was someone in there and I could tell they were struggling. So I think that I made them smile. And I want to say that, you know, that's what I like. That's what makes me happy, is to know that I made an impact on someone else's life.
Well said. Chris, we are, again, grateful for your time. Yeah. I certainly, and I don't know what I expected, but this was it certainly exceeded whatever that was. I wish you the absolute best, and I'm thankful that we could be friends and look forward to catching up with you and meeting your sister and hopefully having her on the show as well.
Absolutely. Well, I'm sure Miss Christine's going to send me the link when this podcast gets released, and then I can tell everybody.
Yes, ma'am. You know it.
Okay.
Thank you again.
Yeah.
All right. Y'all have a great rest of your day.